Hello,
Ronald.
Yes, this is Ron.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is George. I'm with Restorify. Congratulations on passing your screening. We are on our way to helping you file for an expungement. And as I'm sure you already know, going through an attorney is very expensive. Here at Restorify, we're able to guide you through the steps, the process, at a fraction of the cost. Are you ready to talk about pricing?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm almost 60 years old. I'm an old fucking white bastard, and you sound like a Hispanic man. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm Hispanic.
I've got nothing against you. I had a Hispanic girlfriend, and got nothing against any of you at anything. And I think you're perfectly equal with me. I'm not some kind of fucking race fucking asshole. Anyway, yeah, so you're with Restorify, whatever. Here's the thing. There should be like two DWIs that should be coming off my record because they've been well over 10 years now. And I think after 10 years, they're able to be expunged or some shit. And the last one I had was like in 2017 or some shit like that. That one you can't do nothing about, but the ones before that were like in 2009, 2010, I think. And I think you can get those off my record, right?
Yes. Yes. Now, you have passed a pre-screening, okay? And like I mentioned earlier, we are on our way to helping you file for expungement. Now, I can give you some pricing. It's only $99, our service, and you will need to add $300 for court fees. But our service only costs $99 to file for the expungement.
Well, right now, I've only got $80 in the bank, and I think tomorrow they're going to take like $50 out for some shit that went down with me through the Veterans Administration. I don't have any money in the bank right now, so I don't think you know.
Well, Mr. Ronald, if you don't mind, we do have a payment plan. You can make the payment in 4 easy payments.
I've got plenty of money stashed away. Don't worry about that. The thing is, I'm not a stupid bastard. I've got $20,000 at least stashed away. But here's the thing: I just got the pack on the 11th by the ambulance and the police because I fell down in the parking lot out here. And, I'm trying to find a lawyer to represent me. Nobody will represent me. Thing is, I've got two torn rotator cuffs and made for the VA to be surgery. And I was attacked out here. And I got fingerprints all around my neck. I was choked. I was restrained. I had my arm fucking pinned back behind my head. And I tore my rotator cuff worse than it was on the ambulance crew. I was told I had to go to the hospital, and I just scraped up a little bit. I just went upstairs and, in my apartment and just kind of cleaned myself up with a little Neosporin on my stuff and a couple of bandages, and I've just been happy. But they wouldn't let me do that. So they tied me up with the freaking ambulance. They freaking tackled me like about, I don't know, steps. 5 to 7 people tackled me and came in and choked me and took me to the hospital. And when I got to the hospital, they choked me and tied me up all night. I had a room where they would see and laugh at me and left me there with the bed tilted up so everybody could see me in a little loincloth to say, Jesus, they crucified him. And they cut my clothes off and ruined my shoes and my pants. But I can't find a lawyer to represent me, because they're professionals and I'm just a stupid ass. A hick from up north. I grew up on a dairy farm in Minnesota. And nobody's going to represent my daughter. Anyway, all this stupid explaining shit. I don't know. I don't have any phones on my record. I know I'm fucking a couple of WIs, this and that. Then when I was deployed, I was deployed for 3.5 years. I was in the military for like 4 years and some odd months. My wife ran out for the civilian duty. She had my social security number and my name, and used that for a lot of stuff, to buy stuff and to tell my friends that I was this and that, and said kind of like a bad name about me. When I got out of the service, 4 years, I thought people would be happy, and in the country, but they like me and stuff, and everybody was all pissed off, and that's when you see it after me. I don't think you do nothing to do with that. Some on PTSD meds, military, all kinds of major shit.
I am sorry to hear that. But Mr. Ronald, if you are interested in expunging your DWI,
I want to get all this stuff. I don't have any. They got me like two. They said I was evicted from apartments or houses or whatever. I've never been evicted from nothing in my life. That's a bunch of false shit. And the DWIs, they were false shit also. The first one, I was pulled over. I freaking was at a stoplight, and I had my country music. And I had a freaking redneck-looking truck, and this black cop pulls up behind me, and I'm like sitting there looking my rearview mirror, and this dude's sitting there, and he's like, I'm like, oh shit, better turn the music down, And I turned my fucking redneck music down, and I'm just a fucking hick from up north. I listen to Hank Jr. and Hank Sr. Fucking drank whiskey and smoked Marvs and shit, we butcher our own meat. I grew up on a farm up north. I'm in northern Minnesota. I don't fucking hate anybody. I'm a good person. I don't fucking care what nationality you are or who the fuck, where the hell you're from. I fucking treat all people equal. And anyway, fucker just fucking turns on his lights at the stoplight. I'm sitting there at a red light. And he's like, hey, you've been drinking? I'm like, yes, sir. And he's like, well, how much you been drinking? I said, well, quite a bit. And he's like, oh. But I think I seen you fucking drive over a fucking, this fucking curb and run through a stoplight or stop sign. And I'm like, no, I didn't, sir. And he's like, well, I think what you did. And he just lied and shit. And I'm like, what the hell? And all of a sudden he's like, I need you to take a breathalyzer. And I'm like, whatever. So, I was over the limit. But, the first DWI I got, he didn't have a right to pull me over. He was just sitting there at a stoplight, and he's sitting behind me. And I had my music too loud, and I was in a freaking hillbilly truck. And all of a sudden, by the time I turned the music down, and by the time the freaking kind of ducked down a bit, he like turns on his lights, and he pulls me over, and he's like, have you been drinking, sir? And I just told him the truth. Like, yes, I have. I just lied to him. Her turned my head away and said, no. I don't know if I would have read like that. I've always tried to guys.
Oh, Mr. Neeser, I'm losing you. Hello?
You're
breaking up, sir.
Oh, sir.
Okay. Mr. Neeser, I was just going to let you know, if you do not feel comfortable making a payment through the phone, you can always log into our website and make the payment through there. But it's up to you if you want to make the full payment or just make the monthly payments for easy payments. But it's up to you, sir. Or I can connect you with Kimmy, and she can help you.
No. All you care about is money, right? I know. I know. I'm I'm almost 60 years old, so I know it's just about money and all this and that. So anyway, so there should be like 2 DWIs you can get off the record, right? Because they're over 10 years old.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If they're more than 10 years old, they should be expunged already.
Well, I don't know. I looked on the record thing. I had my friend pull them up. He's pretty good on computers. And they're still on my record. They just say that the case is closed. They don't say expunged. They say the case is closed. And I had one in 2017, and that one's still on my record.
Okay. Okay, thank you for letting me know that. Okay, now what I can do for you, Mr. Ronald, is connect you with Kimmy, and she'll be able to help you with, you know, with the rest of this. And that doesn't take long. I have her available for you now.
Okay.
And she'll be able to help you with that. Is that okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, please bear with me just one moment.
Thank you for calling Response.
Once she comes on the phone,
your call may be monitored and recorded for quality and trace. Please hold while we connect to a representative.
Just please bear with me. And thank you again for your patience, Mr. Ronald.
Callers. To leave a callback number, press 1. Otherwise, please continue to hold.
Please bear with me, Mr. Neither.
Yes, sir.
Your patience as we are still busy assisting other callers. To leave a callback number, press 1. Otherwise, please continue to hold. Appreciate your patience as we are still busy assisting other callers. To leave a callback number, press 1. Otherwise, please continue to hold. Appreciate your patience as we are still busy assisting other callers. To leave a callback number, press 1. Otherwise, please continue to hold.
Okay, Mr. Neeser, what's going to happen? I do apologize. What's going to happen, Mr. Neeser, is that Kimmy, she will be contacting you to help you out, okay?
You just want me to leave a callback number or something?
Yes, go ahead and leave a callback number. I'll leave you with the operator also, and Kimmy will give you a callback, okay?
All right.
Yes. Well, actually, Kimmy or Mr. Kimber will give you a call back. I do apologize for the inconvenience. It's just that apparently we have a lot of people on the phone.
To leave a call, a lot of people.
No problem.
Otherwise, please
go ahead and leave your number. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Yep.